The house was asleep. It was silent and still, with flickering shadows on ceiling and sill. Slinky Malinky was cozy and snug, curled in a ball on the rackety rug. He opened an eye, inspected his toes, and washed from his tail to the tip of his nose. He whooped around an ear with a delicate paw and stretched as he silently slipped through the door. Whiskers all twitchings and eyes shining bright, he squeezed through his cat flap and into the night. From nooks and from crannies, from mischief and game, from every corners and crevice they came. They sat in the moonlight, silvery glow, hobnobbly happily, 10 in a row. But out of the hedge, by the rickety seat, disturbing the birds in their feathery sleep, something was sneaking on Pussyfoot paw, the cranky and crouchy Scarface Claw. Then all at once came the ear-splitting sound of a carol symphony echoing round. It woke all the neighbors from window and door, came bellowing shouts and a furious roar. "Shh!" they all said. "What a rackety bunch! Stop that commotion and go home at once!" With a grumbling growl and a scuttle of paw, off and away galloped Scarface Claw. And down from the wall with a hiss and a spit went Slinky Malinky, lickety-split.